I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. In Italy, a fight between two of that country's most powerful politicians threatens a constitutional crisis. The battle between Italy's Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, and the country's president, Carlo Azeglio Ciampi, centers on whether Mr. Berlusconi, a media tycoon, should be allowed to retain parts of his vast media empire. Joining us now from Rome is the BBC's David Willey. David, this is kind of a complicated affair, but begin, please, by telling us a little about the extent of what Mr. Berlusconi already owns in Italian media.
Well, he owns, or rather his family now own, directly the country's three leading commercial television channels. He also has big holdings in real estate, in insurance, in publishing, and also in advertising. He receives a large slice of advertising from all television operations inside Italy. He is one of Italy's wealthiest men, if not the wealthiest, and I would say that he really has taken over from the Agnelli family, the Fiat owners, as the most prominent and the wealthiest of Italian tycoons.
Well, what is the dispute underway now?
The dispute underway now really is a continuation of a dispute which has been going on ever since Mr. Berlusconi's election over the conflict of interest, really. Basically, he continues to not only run the country, but also run large sections of the information industry. And this is very worrying, not only to his political opponents, but also to many ordinary people.
So this bill would correct this situation in some way?
The bill was tailor-made by one of his ministers. Basically, the bill states that it's to bring Italy into the digital TV age. But from the way of, when you look at the fine print, what it means is that Mr. Berlusconi is going in the coming years to get an even larger slice of television advertising revenue and will also be able to branch out into newspapers. Hitherto, there's been a limitation on the cross-ownership of television and newspapers in Italy. He's going to find this much easier in the future.
So the president says he's not going to sign this bill. How long can he maintain that posture, and what can Mr. Berlusconi do about it? I mean, perhaps this will not become law.
There's two separate issues here. The first is that the powers of the president to send the bill back for further discussion by Parliament are rather limited. When this discussion has taken place, he will then have no option but to sign on the dotted line and pass the law as it has been written in Parliament. So this is only a temporary measure. But more seriously, we understand now that Mr. Berlusconi is also planning to change the law relating to equal time for political parties on television at election time. There are going to be local and European elections here in Italy next year. And Mr. Berlusconi has given an indication that he intends to change the law in order to favour his own political party, which is called Forza Italia. I think there are a lot of small signs here that Mr. Berlusconi is flexing his muscles and showing that he's not afraid of changing the law in his own favour to extend not only his political power but also his commercial interests, which he continues to the fruit of which he continues to enjoy.
BBC correspondent David Willey in Rome. Thank you, David.
And thank you.